Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long. Welcome in now, Teddy Cahill, national writer for Baseball America. How have you been, Teddy?
It's been a great season so far. Lots of twists and turns, so can't complain too much.
Definitely been a great season. Happy baseball is back, but LSU fans might debate you on how great it's been. The defending champs have had a rough start, obviously, right now. Just three wins in conference play, something I don't know. I don't think anybody saw this coming, obviously, at the start of the season.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I thought LSU was playing outstanding going into SEC play. I really believed in them coming into the season as well, and it hasn't quite come together for them at all.
When you look at it, it's been pitching, it's been hitting. Nothing seems to be coming together for this squad, and a lot of people have already been, I guess, engaged or hit the panic button about what lies ahead now. What does this mean for the postseason hopes for a squad that's only got three wins in conference play? Is there still hope, Teddy, that this team can turn it around and be an NCAA tournament-type team?
So, I mean, there's definitely hope. The second half of the SEC schedule is easier than the first half. Now, that's relative. It's not like things get incredibly easy now that they're into the second half of league play. But, they are better than what they've played so far, but they have to be a lot better than that. They have to get the wins on the board because they basically have to go 10-5 now. Like, that's basically what the next five weekends boil down to. I think there's been one SEC team ever to get in with just 12 conference wins, and Alabama, the year that they did it, only played 29 games so that they could at least say that they were 12-17 as opposed to 12-18. So, 13 is the mark you've got to be looking at right now. And, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but it's not going to be easy.
When you look at their next matchup this weekend heading to Missouri, like you said, things might be getting a little easier for LSU, but these other Tigers aren't so shabby either, even though their record is just 5-10.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, that's two more wins than LSU has.
Right.
But second of all, yes, this is a team that swept Florida 2 weeks ago in Columbia. And, they can pitch really, really well. The lineup leaves a lot to be desired. If you look at their hitting numbers, they're not very good at that. But they certainly have the arms to compete.
Yeah, Teddy, I mean, just doing a deep dive onto this Missouri squad, they have some interesting wins, I would say, this year. They won at Georgia for one of those three games in Athens. And Georgia's obviously a really solid team this year. They're the only team to beat Kentucky in conference play. this year, which just is stunning. Obviously, Kentucky off to a ridiculous 14-1 start in SEC play. That one loss came to Missouri, and then as you mentioned as well, they swept Florida. I would call them kind of like a frisky bunch, I guess you would say, just because, as you mentioned, their offense isn't very good. They're hitting around 255 as a team. But their pitching staff is okay. Like, they can pitch it. At the same time, LSU needs their A game to get things back and rolling. And, I mean, just listening to what Jay Johnson was saying, yes, the first half of their schedule was very front-loaded. I mean, we'll get into the rest of their schedule here, but, I mean, this weekend is so important. Not even just taking two or three. You may have to sweep this series.
I mean, they're in a position where they can't afford to take anyone lightly, basically. There are no easy weekends. They can't look at any weekend as being that way. And they also can't start looking and saying we have to sweep series, because right now they don't even have an SEC series win. You gotta start somewhere. They win the first two, then they can start talking about how, like, this is a great opportunity. But right now, this is a team that just needs to put SEC wins on the scoreboard.
No, obviously, but I mean, the path to 10 or even 11 wins in these final 15 games at Mizzou versus Auburn versus Texas A&M, the number one team in the country, at Alabama, the number 18 team in the country, who, by the way, just took a series from Arkansas, and then versus Ole Miss, like, you need to start piling wins over the next two weekends if you're going to go 10-5 or 11-4. Like, that's kind of my point.
That's fair, but you're talking about an SEC road series. You can't go in there and say that this is a must sweep. Like, if you're in that position, you've already lost, basically. In the SEC this year, if you look at the numbers, the home teams have an incredible advantage. They've won far more series than they've lost. And going in and asking to sweep any team on the road is just an incredibly tall order, no matter whether we're talking about going into Arkansas or going into Missouri.
Yeah, the Tigers have been, we said, a surprise this year in a negative fashion. What are some other team or teams in this SEC that have been a positive surprise for you this year?
I mean, it starts with Kentucky.
Right.
You know, it's a team that's 14-1, which, I mean, frankly, if that any team was 14-1, that would be kind of surprising. And then the fact that it's Kentucky is all the more surprising. They've pitched it at a really high level, but they're more than that. Like, I think a lot of times we just look at the arms and say, like, wow, like, they're so good on the mound. But you know, this is also a team that hit 11 home runs last week at Auburn. And obviously that's a bit of a hitter's park, and Auburn's pitching is not the best this year, but Kentucky does have the ability to beat you in multiple ways. And I mean, you don't get to 14-1 by accident. So I've been really impressed by what the Wildcats have done.
Yeah, and looking also in the SEC, Texas A&M, Charlie mentioned, obviously been a dominant force. The Arkansas Razorbacks, too, have just been chugging along. They seem to just be getting it done whenever needed. I know they've gone 8-2 their last 10, and obviously top of the SEC West there at 12-3.
Yeah, I mean, I hit a speed bump at Alabama, but, you know, they've played really well all season long. It's the best pitching staff in the country. It's the deepest pitching staff in the country. And that is the hallmark of this Razorbacks team. And, you know, it's been really impressive to watch. I mean, LSU fans saw it. And, you know, what A&M is doing has been rather impressive. After they lost that series at Florida, they've been 14-2, or now 15-2 since. And they just are one of the most complete teams, if not the most complete team in the nation.
I think when we've been talking about this LSU team, like, one thing that stood out is, you know, sometimes they'll lose a really tight game and then they just lose all their confidence. And I mean, one of those things that's really struggled for them has been their clutch hitting, and, you know, especially in SEC play. It's near the bottom of the league as far as hitting with runners in scoring position. How easy is that to just turn around and get things going in the second half of this schedule?
You know, I feel like it's overly simplistic to say that, like, oh, they can just flip a switch and it'll be fine. But I also think that some of that is just luck. You know, the hitting is the hitting. And like, I don't really think it's a matter of runners in scoring position or not. Like, they just need to hit better no matter what. And, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about the clutchness or lack thereof. I know it's frustrating to leave runners on base, but like, some of that stuff is just going to even out over the course of the season. But they need to find a way to score more runs, whether that's, again, hitting with runners on base or not.
Teddy, definitely appreciate the time. Hopefully when we talk to you again, LSU's in better standings.
Absolutely. That would be a much welcome development for everyone, I'm sure.
Appreciate it, and take care, man. Teddy Cahill, national writer for Baseball America, talking a little Tiger versus Tiger action coming up this weekend. Obviously, we'll have the game for you Friday right here on WWL. It'll be a 6:30 pregame coverage, 7 o'clock first pitch at Mizzou.
I don't think Teddy really understood what I was trying to say, and I'm once again going to explain it. If they need to go 10-5, right, at the very worst, to be in Hoover and maybe be on the bubble for the postseason, you need to somehow go at least 4-2, if not 5-1, in these next 2 weekends. Because you host Texas A&M, the number one team in the country.
Right.
Are you expecting to take 2 or 3 there? I'm not right now.
Right, exactly.
And then you go to Alabama, who's the number 18 team in the country, just took 2 or 3 from Arkansas. Once again, are you expecting to take 2 or 3 there? I'm not. And then you come home and host Ole Miss. Like, Ole Miss is a team that just beat Mississippi State in a weekend series. There's a lot of factors at play here. And to be able to reach postseason play, this is my point. If you're going to get 13-17, right, or 14-16 in the SEC, it's got to start now. It's got to start against Missouri. It's got to start against Auburn, teams that are 5-10 and 2-13 in SEC play. I understand that Mizzou has been kind of frisky, as I mentioned. Like, they're a better team than maybe their record says, and I think a lot of people expected them maybe to reach 5 wins by the end of the season. The fact that they're 5 wins at the midway point is pretty surprising. You still got to go there and at least take 2 or 3, if not sweep them. That's my point.
Yeah, I haven't heard really much buzz about the Missouri Tigers this season on the diamond. I'll
once
say that.
Again, they really did beat Kentucky this year. They won that game. That's the only team to have beat Kentucky. They're a top 4 team. I think they're top 3 even. And there's going to be a really fun series between Kentucky and Tennessee this weekend as well. That's in Lexington. That'll be something to keep an eye on. They're still the only SEC team to beat Kentucky. That's a fun one.
Have you gotten to watch the Wildcats at all on the diamond this year?
The Wildcats, I've watched the D1 baseball guys talk about them, and the way that they kind of phrase it is that Kentucky truly believes that they're the best team in the country, which I think is a fun way to say it. They're playing so loose. They're playing fun. Like, they're having fun playing baseball. And at times when you're watching LSU and they lose a really tough game, it looks like they want to be anywhere but the diamond. And so, they need to start picking up some wins. This is where they can make some hay, so to speak, in the second half of the season. They got to do it. They got to start now.
Yeah, like you mentioned, right now, this weekend at Missouri, and then you have Auburn. And after that, you're right back into the mix of the tough gauntlet with Texas A&M after that for the series. So I'm right with you there. It's like, yeah, you want winning 2 of 3 games would be nice. Obviously, they haven't done it all this season, but man, oh man, there's got to be a sweep in there somewhere for this team to get into NCAA 20 contention.
You've been swept twice so right. far. You got swept at Arkansas, and you got swept Tennessee.
Yeah,
you got swept at Tennessee. Correct. So 2 sweeps, you got to make those games up, Steve. And I mean, there's no real better opponent to do it on this slate than 2-13 Auburn and 5-10 Mizzou.
How does this Tiger team get that confidence, though? We like you mentioned, it's like right now they don't look like they're having fun playing ball. And that's obviously key.
At times. And I think that's what Jay's trying to preach. When you heard him talk, he kept saying positivity, positivity. I want to get these guys excited to play an SEC opponent because, you know, once again, they get off to a really good start at some at points in a series. And then if they lose a tight game, they just kind of crumble. And they've had a couple really bad losses. That loss to Vanderbilt, that loss to Florida, those game 2 losses, and then they get run ruled. So things can kind of go out of control with this LSU team.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.